toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Guard.
This is the live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live. I know you're not used to hearing live content on Saturdays.
What the?
But it is true. This is a live show on Saturday evenings, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we do have some show prep we've done here for you. We do a little bit of that here and there. What do you got for me, Gardner?
Well, Mark, since we do for the listeners, we've got some pretty interesting stuff. Of course, it's radio that the listener controls, so you can call in right here to me and Mark. Of course, I'm filling in for Ian, everybody, who's gal right now, because he stood up for his principles, and you can call in with subjects you want to discuss, but we've got a couple that are pretty pertinent and could potentially be very controversial. First off, there's a story out of Chicago that if you go to the Free Talk Live website, freetalklive.com, you'll see many of the visitors have voted as one of the most interesting and troubling stories that pertains to your individual liberty and some of the problems that the government puts in your place.
I'm troubled.
Yeah, I'm very troubled. Here's this story. It comes out of Chicago Tribune. It says August 31st is the date of publication. It says simply this: lawsuit accuses security guard of handcuffing first graders for talking in class. Yeah, Scooby-Doo. So that's one of the stories. We can continue with this. What is it?
Yeah, I think that's pretty outrageous.
Okay.
Okay. So I mean, I've heard of all kinds of disciplinary tactics in school. Handcuffing first graders doesn't seem like a good one.
Oh, yeah.
First graders. I mean, we're talking about 6 and 7 year olds, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, those words could really hurt people. The old sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt me? I'm sorry, we're going to have to handcuff you. The names could hurt you.
Well, this is just for talking in class. Not even name calling necessarily.
No, that's true.
So, I mean, I wonder what this immediately brings up in my mind is this is indoctrination for the police state. This is just to get kids ready for the police state.
That's incredible. First graders handcuffing them. What possible rationale could the state employee, otherwise known as the recipient of ill-gotten goods, have? And by the way, if you're just joining us on a Saturday night and this sounds very strange to you, don't forget that the police are paid whether the person who's taxed wants to pay or not.
I think in this case that it might not have been a police officer. It might
yes.
have been a
security guard employed by the school.
Yeah.
Yes. So in this case, it's similar to the police.
Indeed.
So we'll say this. Here's the story. The attorney for a family suing Chicago Public Schools, oh, and they're so good, over the alleged handcuffing of a first grader in 2010, said Tuesday that the boy was among several 6 and 7 year olds who were detained and handcuffed for hours for talking in class. In an email to the Chicago Tribune, attorney Michael Caron said school officials at Carver Primary School on the far south side authorized the on-campus security guard in 2010 to discipline some first graders who were being disruptive. Giving details not disclosed in the lawsuit filed Monday in Cook County Circuit Court, Caron said the school security officer removed the students from class and held them in another office on campus where there were no other adults present. Yow. This reminds me of the case of the child who had posted something on Facebook about after Bin Laden was nailed, who said, well, you know, it might be possible we might see more terrorist attacks. And the feds came to his school. The Secret Service came to his school and detained him for 3 hours. And luckily, his mother got a call after it was pretty much done.
Yeah, the verbiage of what his post was, I mean, what was he, you know, 14
like
or 14 15
or 13,
years old.
Yeah.
The verbiage was like, President Obama better watch out or something like that, which, you know, I mean, it could just as easily be a threat as it could be just a extolment to to watch out. But a 14-year-old, really, we need the Secret Service coming in for this.
And of course, the school didn't bother to reach his mother. And when the security guard is the one who finally called her, I guess the security guard is a little bit more on the ball than this security guard from Chicago.
And this is the thing is, I wouldn't say for a second that every school resource officer and security guard that works at a public school is as lame-brained as this guy. Didn't he say something like, "You're going to prison and you're never going to see your parents again"?
Yeah, check this out. Here we go. Caron said the student students were handcuffed for hours and told that, quote, they were going to prison and would never see their parents again.
These are 6- and 7-year-olds. These aren't like 14- and 15-year-olds. These are 6- and 7-year-olds told that they are going to prison and never going to see their parents again for being talking and being disruptive in class. And this security guard was given some level of latitude to do this by the school. And I've got to say, you know, this is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Now, and I know that people are going to say one bad apple and all that stuff. And I get it. It is one bad apple. There's no doubt. But the question I really have for people is, you know, doesn't this happen because public schools are monopoly? Yes, I know you have the option of private school, no doubt. But public schools, everybody's got to pay for them or they have their house taken away. Even landlords have to pay for them, so therefore it's passed on to renters. Everybody's got to pay for public schools, so they really are this sort of functional monopoly.
If you had a restaurant in your town that had a silent room policy or a quiet room policy, and all of a sudden you found out that the bouncer was being brought into the dining room where your kids were eating and taking your kids into another room and handcuffing them because they were playing too much or something like that, would you ever frequent that place again?
I can't imagine a place like that existing because customer service is such in a marketplace that you would never see something like that.
That's
and I believe the reason you see something like this in a public school is because there is no motivation. That a governmental system doesn't function the way a customer service system works in the marketplace.
Right.
And they don't have that responsibility, that feedback mechanism. And what you end up with is little crazy Hitlers like this person locking kids, putting kids in handcuffs and telling them they're never going to see their parents again because they were talking in class.
Yeah, you see, the reason we bring this up at the outset of this show is not because we say, as you say, well, you know, this is just one example of something. It just needs some tweaking and, you know, things like this pop up, but it'll be fixed.
Things like this
it's
do pop up.
It's an anomaly.
It is a monopoly and they do pop up.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that this anomaly, so-called, is predicated on something else. You can try to correct this one problem, which, by the way, the attorney said, unfortunately, we had to file a lawsuit because the Chicago Board of Education ignored my client on the day of the imprisonment and every day thereafter. We
right.
hope the Chicago Board acknowledges its responsibility and resolves the matter quickly.
Right, and that's the most important thing here,
right.
is that the Chicago school system didn't respond.
Right.
This crazy crap happened, and the Chicago school system didn't respond, and here's the reason. They don't have to.
Precisely.
They're going to get your money one way or the other. If you don't give them their money, give them your money, your house is going to be taken away from you. There is no customer service because you're not a frickin' customer.
Exactly.
You're a serf.
And,
just
Mark,
like the Lord can take the land from the serfs, the Lord can take your land from you because you're a serf.
It just replaces the feudal system with the so-called community.
Right.
And that's the thing. You don't get any response. You don't get anything. And if you do get some response, if you out of laziness or out of comfort say, well, it's the way the community runs and it's just one little mistake. We can fix this. If you don't look at the system, this is why we're bringing this up now. This is why we talk about these types of things on this program. Because we need to look at what causes this over and over, whether it's Chicago or some other city. What's the problem? The problem is non-addressability because there is an entity with the monopoly on force that takes people's money whether they're satisfied or not. And
so,
until people look at that barefaced reality, this is going to happen elsewhere. It'll happen in Chicago again in a few years. Do you want that to happen, or would you rather have a system that actually didn't take money from people and was addressable?
Now, and I guess the question for people is, have you had scary, weird system things happen while you were in public school, or private school for that matter? And secondly, do you think that this is, not systemic? Are we just, you know, barking up the wrong tree here?
And even if it isn't,
I mean,
and even if this is like an example of the worst, even if it's not my place to tell someone in Chicago, let's say there's somebody in Chicago who says, you know what? I don't like the English criteria. I wish they had this and that and this and that. Is he going to be satisfied? No, not a chance.
Right.
Not a chance.
Because public school doesn't, you can't address, you know, if you have some criteria that you want public school to teach or something like that, they're never going to.
The LC9 is slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about this issue with in the Chicago schools. I'll get to it in just a second. But how big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And see Anthony Davies explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, but it's stupefying. You have to see it. Go watch this video. Show it to your friends and family. Share it on Facebook. People need to see this video. It is striking. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Again, the website is learnliberty.org/FTL. Gardner.
Yes, sir.
What else with this story? I mean, security guard in Chicago.
Yes. Before we head to part for some very important messages, we were opening up our program on this Saturday night on Free Talk Live, talking about the Chicago public schools, but it could be almost any public school to varying degrees. This has been happening all over the place. It's been happening subtly and sometimes unnoticed by people for decades in the United States. The abuse of children, in this case, a Chicago public school hired security guard handcuffing 6- and 7-year-old students because he said they were being disruptive and telling them as he took them into a different room that they might go to jail and never see their parents again. A lawsuit has been filed against the Chicago public school system because, as the attorney for the plaintiff said, unfortunately, we had to file a lawsuit because the Chicago board ignored my client on the day of the imprisonment and every day thereafter. We hope the board acknowledges its responsibility and resolves the matter quickly. They're seeking more than $100,000 in damages.
Which, of course, will not be paid by any one of the shiftless bureaucrats that actually are responsible for this. It will simply be paid by the Chicago taxpayer,
right.
Which just goes to show how completely unaccountable these people are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think that you are going to have to put people in positions where they are unaccountable and they're going to act like they're accountable to someone, then you're just a fool, I guess.
And this isn't just a blip on the radar screen. The entire radar screen is corrupt. It's corrupted by a system whereby the government can forcibly take people's money for what they call a public good. Oh, well, we have to supply because a child has a right to education. Oh, really? So does that mean that since you can tax this guy over here and make him work for X number of hours a day so the public will take his money and give it to the school system, that why don't we just remove the middleman and enslaving him? Instead of enslaving him, let's just enslave all the teachers. There's no positive right to anything, even if it's an innocent child. Even though the child can't educate himself, it does not mean that anyone has a right to approach my neighbor and say, hey, if you don't hand over some money so we can educate, supposedly educate, and it's crap education in the public system, so we can hire a bunch of administrators and a bunch of abusive people like this guy, the security guard. If you don't hand over your money, we're going to take your house.
You know, I agree with what you're saying as far as positive rights go. It's true. There's no such thing as a positive right because you can't enslave one person and another. But I think that education is important, and I think that people kind of get that. You know, they really do get that education is extraordinarily important, and that's why so many people donate to so many scholarships and
Absolutely.
Things like that. And if you imagine in a world where there wasn't a public school system where kids
right.
did not have a quote-unquote right to an education, how much more people would give in scholarships. Also, in a marketplace where people compete for business, generally you will find prices coming down.
And that's quality going up.
That's not true when you're dealing with personnel costs and things like that, and school is very personnel intensive. But there may be other ways to educate kids that don't require so much personal attention. I don't know. I can't say. I'm not the one who's going to suggest this. But what I can say is I would never in my life turn my kid over to these people in the public school. Yes, you know, I got to pay because otherwise they're going to take my house away. I don't like it. I think it's robbery, but I'm never going to turn my kid over to these people.
And that's you brought up the next phase of the thought process, Mark. You know, and if we're critical of this system, people will say, well, what's your alternative? The alternative is freedom. But what is the practical outcome of that? The practical outcome is a competitive marketplace where individuals can freely choose where to send their children, and those who are of lower means will, just as they used to have in the United States, and there are great examples of this, look at something called the Bullfinch Study from 1812 that showed that kids in Boston, 96% of them were educated through sixth grade through private means, approximately 96%. These things are historically shown in the U.S. It's just that people haven't been observant of them because it's been
people
so long.
People believe that currently, with the public school system as it is, on average 20%. 20% of kids graduate from 13 years of school functionally illiterate.
Incredible.
In some school districts, it's as high as 40%. In this Bullfinch study from the 1812.
Yeah.
You're talking about an average of 96% of kids had a sixth grade education, which meant that they could read and understand things.
And the
That's
quality.
Better
yeah.
than what we have today. So if you got rid of public school, it is reasonable to say that you would have higher levels of literacy because the government in every way, shape, and form manages to do the opposite of what it intends to.
And as a little anecdote
not every time.
Yeah, as a little anecdote here.
Let's take Richard.
All right, great. Let's get him on.
A fellow here calling in from Tupelo. Richard?
Oh, hello there, Mark.
Yes, Edgard.
Hey, Richard.
How are we doing tonight?
All's well.
Great. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on this issue with the kids in school.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, what did you expect? The
I guess
state, we know, has a monopoly on the use of force.
Yeah,
I know.
Coercion.
I try not to be jaded, but I mean, I you know, my goodness, I never expected to hear of a security guard putting first graders in handcuffs and telling them they're never going to see mommy and daddy again because they were talking in class.
And you know that whole thing that Mark mentions about being jaded. I suppose when we open up a show like this or we're entering into it, especially on a Saturday night, I like to sort of step back and come at it as a person who hasn't already been wallowing in that mire, studying these examples over and over again, and seeing how the system itself can't be reformed, how the system itself is based on corruption, is based on legalized theft, and therefore has no ability to change and cater to consumer interests. So
that's correct. Let me make one other comment, and you're right on the money. You don't find piety in a whorehouse, okay?
Yes,
okay.
In other words, it's the nature of the profession, and like a prize fighter, You can't be genteel and be a prize fighter. It's a brutal, violent occupation.
Mm.
That's the nature of the sport. So the public schools, the state-run schools, you just have to expect them to act in this manner. It shouldn't really be a surprise to anyone.
Yeah,
their nature, like you said. It's the nature of the beast.
There's a actually notorious quote from Albert Shanker, president of the teachers union from way back, that says, when school children start paying union dues, that's when I'll start representing the interests of school children.
Oh.
Richard, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the Signal toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday night edition with Mark.
And Guard.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check those sayings out and let your voice be heard with LibertyStickers.com. I like to go over there sometimes and just look at all the sayings and the stickers.
Genius.
I've got one in the back of my car, as a matter of fact, from LibertyStickers.com. It says, Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
I love it.
Pithy little slogans like that can be yours from LibertyStickers.com. Got lots of different stuff over there. Also, they sell in bulk in case you want to carry them in your store or put them in your, yard sale or flea market booth or whatever it is you'd like to do. Mm-hmm. LibertyStickers.com. Let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow.
Hey, Shadow.
Yeah, I got a little confusing in my end when I first called in. I was listening to you here, and then the guy said you weren't on yet. So I was too early. So I say, what the heck is this thing? No.
Couldn't
but
tell
the
you.
The thing is, you were talking about the Afghanistan and about kids or something like that. I didn't really quite catch on that.
Last week? At the beginning of the show or an earlier program?
Yeah, I guess it was early program, but I thought it was a current program. So
okay.
But anyway,
in yesterday's program, we went over a story where, and I'm just drawing from memory now, the situation was where I believe 11 people were slain in Iraq in 2006 by U.S. troops, soldiers, and
secret documents were revealed.
Yeah, secret documents through the WikiLeaks stuff that showed that these people were killed. They were handcuffed and shot in the head.
Yeah.
Five of them were children, and one was a woman over the age of 70. It's difficult to imagine what kind of insurgencies the grandma and the five-year-olds were and younger were doing. Mm. One of them was less than a year old.
Obvious terrorists.
I mean, I don't think that one was clearly a handcuff. Maybe it was zip ties or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
It makes me sick. It's disgusting. Shadow.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys a question. I served in war, starting with Vietnam and everything, went all the way to the end of the Cold War, and I was in intelligence work, so I've seen plenty of war out there. But what I want to know, did either one of you guys ever serve in war?
No.
No.
Well, that's what I thought. Some of these kids, they set off booby traps. They help with roadside bombs.
Five-year-olds?
Fire. Grenades. Yeah, you can teach them. Sometimes they can throw a grenade.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. These kids were found with handcuffs on.
Well, yeah, but U.S. troops, when they capture on there, you know. But see, when you're here and you're not actually in the war zone, being seeing your buddies killed, and you're not in combat like that, you don't really know what's going
on
over there.
Shadow, I think we just need to get a little clarity here. You are aware of the circumstances under which these killings were done, correct?
I've been going by what you're saying right there. I've heard of that.
What the innocent people were restrained, and they were unarmed, and then they were shot. Okay, so we're not arguing about... like Vietnam would line up little kids in front of convoys, to protect the convoys, and Americans or other people would have to kill them to get at the convoys. We're talking about intentional murder, it seems. So we're not, you know, if you're trying to make an argument that this is the vicissitudes of war, which, by the way, it is not a war. There is no declared war. You served in an undeclared military conflict, which is unconstitutional. And as a soldier, you swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. This is an undeclared military conflict, and this clearly, from these cables, looks pretty bad for the soldiers.
Yeah. Well, let me just remind you this one little thing, and then I'll let it go.
Okay.
If you take, remember now, before Bush went over there, millions and millions of Americans, you know, said no. People around the world said no to that war. I said the same thing, no to it. And then what did Bush say? Well, I don't make policy according to any focus group. So he was calling all of this trash out here.
Mm.
Then what did Obama say? Well, he wants to get them out. Well, he's keeping it going, too. Now, the people, the reason keeping the war going over here, if the people hadn't put Obama in there and had John McCain, Vietnam vet, like me and like others, this thing could have been over with by now.
John McCain's suggestion was to bomb Iran. That's what cost him a lot of people's votes. I mean, it really was the choice between two colostomy bags in the 2008 election. There's no doubt about it. But, when one has that kind of cavalier attitude towards life, I can't vote for him.
Yeah, Shadow, I understand your opinion. Obviously, we just have differing opinions, but I don't think you can reach that conclusion based on an opinion of John McCain's rhetoric. And clearly, John McCain does not believe in the Constitution. He voted to send the soldiers down there under George Bush without a declaration of war, even though Ron Paul offered a declaration of war. Ron Paul got three votes. Anyone who voted for the use of military force and did not vote for the declaration of war clearly breached his oath to protect and defend the Constitution and should have been out of office. So John McCain is not a defender of the Constitution. Therefore, I would not respect him if I were in the military.
Well, I believe, though, if he actually got in as president, then we'd have done the same protest like we did with Bush, and it didn't work with McCain. I think it would have worked.
Yeah, maybe.
Speculation.
POW
it clearly didn't work with Obama. I mean, he's still got 50,000 troops in Iraq.
Yeah, good point.
But, I mean, this is the problem. If you believe in the ideas of peace, and Shadow, thank you for the call. If you believe in the ideas of peace, how do you vote? Because nobody in the government believes in the ideas of peace. I mean, the war is the health of the state.
And you know, something bothers me, Mark. I don't. You and I never really got to talk about this. I think even off the air. But I had an experience, two experiences. One of them, I think I mentioned to you, and another one is very similar. I ran into a soldier who was in fatigues. I was in an airport, and we sat near each other waiting for our plane. And I said, oh, where are you headed? He goes, oh, I'm about to get deployed back to Iraq. And I said, I see. I said, you know, do you mind if I ask you a question? And he said, no, no, that's okay. I said, you know, please let me know if it's uncomfortable or anything like that. But I'm just interested in this. You swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, domestic and foreign and domestic. Yes. And does it bother you that since Congress is there's only one power granted to Congress if they want the president to lead the troops, and they must declare war with a capital W? And we've gone through it before in the program. Bush sent Alberto Gonzalez out from the White House and asked Congress not to declare war because they thought that by declaring war, they would have to hold these guys under the Geneva Accords. And the Geneva Accords would not have allowed them to interrogate them and waterboard them. And so the Congress voted for a use of military force, which is not in the Constitution. It's only a war.
It's just something made up.
Right. And then we hear all these arguments of, well, these guys aren't uniformed soldiers. They're terrorists. And what are you going to do? Are you going to read them their Miranda rights? Well, that's what letters of mark and reprisal are for.
Indeed.
And that's why when they nailed these guys, they couldn't try them under prisoner of war status. So the Bush administration didn't want to afford them the protections of the Geneva Accords. And by doing so, they then put them into a legal path that
was how they were
in
able to do
renditions,
enhanced interrogations, yes, and renditions,
and Obama's still doing it.
That would have been executable offenses for war crimes,
exactly,
had they actually been in a war. But they're not.
Yeah, one of the few valuable things out of that sorry jerk Ted Kennedy's life was a statement that he mentioned, and it was a factual statement, that a Japanese soldier got 17 years hard labor for waterboarding because it was considered a war crime. Now, I asked this soldier at the airport, I said, you know, without all this other accoutrement, but it's important to bring it up on the show because a lot of people say, well, they're terrorists, and you can't declare war against terrorists. That's why you have letters of mark and reprisal. That's the only constitutional thing to do. Otherwise, if you believe in the Constitution, then you have to amend it to allow for this sort of thing. But the Congress doesn't do it. So you get a non-declaration of war. I asked this man, does it bother you that you're operating in an unconstitutional fashion? And he looked down, he paused for a minute, and he said, yeah, but I do what they tell me.
Oh, that's what all soldiers do. Even though they take an oath to protect the Constitution, they really do what they're told, and that's what they're trained to do. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark
and Garn
coming to you on the live Saturday edition. Free Talk Live is an interactive show. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. We have an interactive website, too. You can go to freetalklive.com, upload stories or blog posts or whatever you want there. People can vote up your submissions. You can vote up other people's submissions. Vote them down. Interactive community at freetalklive.com. We do it for you, the listener. It's freetalklive.com. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is, dealing with folks online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I was actually over there. I think it was last week, looking at knives for, if I need a filleting knife for, taking care of processing chickens, actually.
All right.
Yeah. ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go right into the phone calls and put Sean in Ohio on here. Sean?
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to the last caller, the gentleman who is a Vietnam veteran.
Yes.
Yeah, trying to rationalize some kind of murder in Iraq. I read about that story, and I myself served 9 years in the military, and I served a tour in Iraq myself. And there's absolutely no way, no reason that anybody should be murdered like that. There's no rationalization for that. I don't care what they did, setting booby traps or bombs or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, in this case, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine in this house of 11 people that was that they executed the people and then called in an airstrike to cover up their actions. Yeah. How you've got, I mean, in some cases, an eight-month-old baby, several 3-year-old, a couple of 5-year-olds, a 4-year-old, a woman over the age of of 70 in her 70s. Quite a few women actually were in this too. So I mean, the majority of people sound like they weren't active insurgents, even if you were just going by the demographics. Even if you're saying all men are guilty from the ages of 15 to 55, if you were to say that, the majority of the people in this house didn't fit that description. And you know, I understand it's war, and I understand that, you know, maybe you've had some buddies killed by these people, quote unquote. But isn't that the idea? Weren't we, quote unquote, liberating Iraq from the bad people? And the bad people look just like the good people. So you can't say these people.
Right, yeah. And, well, what I was thinking is, even given his argument that these people may have been setting booby traps or bombs, giving him that, which is very unlikely, they still didn't deserve to be shot after they've been zip-tied or handcuffed or whatever.
Certainly doesn't conform to the so-called rules of so-called war, which they keep telling us the United States is at war. Or, I'm sorry, it's always we're at war. I didn't know that I was at war, but it's always we are at war. So they're taking my money to pay for these guys to go out there, and now I got blood on my hands, whether I like it or not. Innocent people were funded through my taxes.
Oh, chances are good you're not paying income tax anyway.
Yeah, and deaths of innocent people were funded through my taxes. And you know, this isn't a solitary story. You know, there was another story just recently about, you know, this commander who was collecting fingers and having his guys kill people in Iraq.
There was the story of the kill team going around Afghanistan,
exactly.
Just assassinating.
Oh, Afghanistan,
assassinating people. Yeah, that, as a matter of fact, the finger collecting story was inside of the kill team. There was the situation where the Marine claimed that his commanding officer said that they would give a week furlough to the first person who had a bayonet kill. I mean, just all kinds of. You know, I mean, this is war. And when you're talking about a situation where you choose to go kill people, yeah, people are going to be killed that shouldn't be killed. The question I really have there is, A, is this a good idea? And B, is supporting the troops truly supporting the mission? Because Ron Paul, the candidate that wants to get everybody, all the soldiers out of there, is the most supported candidate. I think if you combine all the donations from all of the soldiers that are supporting every other candidate and Ron Paul's, I think Ron Paul's beats them, or it's really, really close. And this shows you how much soldiers truly want peace. Nobody wants peace like soldiers want peace. Chicken hawks support war.
Yeah. And you as a caller, the man who's been in the military, how do you see what we've noticed? You know, our claims that the United States' involvement in the Middle East seems to be not helping, but in many cases hurting things, and has been hurting things for decades, which, as we know the arguments that were made by bin Laden to recruit people into his Islamic Jihad against the West had nothing to do with American culture. It had to do with American involvement in the Middle East. And we see the same sort of thing. When I was last on the program, I quoted the Times Square bomber who, when they asked him how he pled, he said, "I plead guilty. Guilty, 1,000 times guilty, and if the United States does not stop what it is doing in the Middle East, more innocent civilians in America will die." So, you know, it's this killing of innocent people, which, you know, bothers us. It's an unconstitutional, non-declared military operation, which bothers us. It's hypocrisy on the part of the politicians, which bothers us. It's our tax money being used for something that seems to be bringing blowback on us. How do you feel about it as a military guy?
Well, I definitely see that. Ron Paul was definitely right when he pointed out the blowback situation. Seems to have been a pattern of disregard for human life and that general part of the world, or actually the world in general overall, since God, before I was alive.
But,
that's going to bring repercussions. I mean, that's just you reap what you sow.
Yeah, you know, in recent past, that section of the world has been under the thumb of one regime after another. It was first the Ottoman Turks were controlling, which is, you know, sort of Turkey, that area, controlling all of the Middle East. I mean, the majority of it, almost all of Saudi Arabia and down there, sort of down into the Arabian Peninsula and that kind of thing. Then at the end of World War One, you saw Great Britain mostly was the one who's involved, but the United States was involved to some extent from the 30s. The United States got involved in like the 30s and that kind of thing. And then, of course, the CIA deposing, they were putting in the Shah of Iran, which is what that thing in the 70s about was about when they kicked him out and kidnapped those American hostages and stuff like that. Well, that was a CIA op and a puppet, a puppet dictator that was over Iran. And, the history, the timeline of involvement of the United States in the Middle East is long. It's decades long.
Yeah.
And people believe that our problems in the Middle East really began on September the 11th, 2001. But that was just them reacting to involvements of the United States government. Now, I don't think that people who died on 9/11 deserve to die on 9/11, but if you believe that this country is a democracy of the people, which I don't, and I don't think that most people really believe that, they just repeat the stuff they've been told. But if you believe that, and maybe you're from the Middle East, and you think, well, yes, all of these people must want this because they are the government.
Right.
They are the ones who vote in the government, so they have, they understand what's going on. Mostly Americans don't care. They just want to drive their cars around and have cheap gas. And why should you care what's going around halfway around the world? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the government is doing in your name all kinds of things. They're supporting dictators and kings, and they're overthrowing legitimate governments. And in this kind of violence and meddling has repercussions. If a country is being violent and meddling in the United States, yeah, people in the United States would want to do violent things against that country, and it wouldn't be shocking.
And, Mark, you brought up a little bit earlier the feudal system, and I did a podcast over at libertyconspiracy.com one time, and I talked about the royal we. Because back in the royalty days, when kings and queens were rife everywhere, and dukes and the feudal system, the landed gentry were huge.
Sean, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you very much, Sean. Yes, the king or queen would refer to him or herself as we, because they represented the state. The state.
God said they did, right?
Yeah, like ma. Yeah, and so the royal we was that figure. He represented the state. With supposed representative democracy, I did an episode called The Royal We, and they constantly tell us that the government is us. We are, and it's, which is false, first of all, but people buy it. They always say, we're in Iraq, we went to the moon. I didn't go to the stinking moon. I'm not in Iraq, I'm not in Afghanistan. But that is the way that the people in the Middle East perceive it. And then the blowback hits civilians.
Maybe they did. I don't know what.
Oh, they definitely did.
I don't know what they perceive as what they think. But I can see Americans reacting to an aggressive foreign power on their turf. So I can definitely see those people reacting to an aggressive foreign power on their turf.
Yeah, good call.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.